I'm composer Ola Yalo, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlock and Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Lucas. I'm 11 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute on Interlock and Public Radio.
Thank you, Lucas, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to an all-new week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll have an all-new Quizlet coming up on Friday, and we'll let you know what day has the hint in it, so stay tuned. The holiday season is in full effect, and you're about to have Christmas break, so this week for Kids Commute, it's Snow Week. One of the things we try to do on Kids Commute is connect you with what's new in classical music, and today we're excited to introduce you to a relatively new composer and performer. Her name is Élodie Jolette, and she lives in Montreal, Quebec, in Canada. She's a visual artist and a writer in addition to being a musician, and she's also what we call an indie artist. That means she makes her own recordings by earning her own money through crowdsourcing, which is like putting up a request on the internet telling people you want to make an album, and then folks pony up money to do it. And she's done it several times. We sent Élodie an email to ask her about her music, and she wrote back and told us some pretty neat stuff about herself. First of all, being a native French speaker, her motto is faire du beau pour faire du bien, which means create beauty to create good. Isn't that a lovely thing? She's been creating music since she was a teenager. She had lessons with violin, guitar, and piano when she was a kid, but she always preferred to play by ear. As a result, today's music, for instance, is an improvisation. She just made it up off the top of her head. In her email, she told us she composed this piece about 12 years ago and says, "The first snowflakes were falling outside as the notes arrived, already at their own place on the piano." Élodie says she almost didn't change anything to the first take the first time she played this piece all the way through. By our new friend, Élodie Jolette, here is Lullaby for the First Snow. That was Lullaby for the First Snow by Élodie Jolette. Elodie is still a part-time musician. She works in Canada's National Library in Montreal a few days a week, and she is so happy for you to hear her music. Inspire Elodie to create more music. You can look up her albums online and support our new Kids Commute composer friend. We have a link to her at our website, kidscommute.org. Now, kids commuters, let's answer last week's Quizlet. The question was, what was the name of the traditional German dance known as the sweep-out dance to tell everybody to go home at the end of a party that Tchaikovsky used in The Nutcracker? The answer? The grandfather dance. Congrats if you got it right. If not, no biggie. We'll have another Quizlet for you before winter break starts on Friday. Friday is also hint day, so tune in. Well, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Tomorrow, we'll have music for a flying snowman. Have a fabulous day.
Interlochen Public Radio.